been a
hip potato.
Got a pocket full of money, too.
That's what we need today, fellas.
Sidearm with me. There's no long line at the bank. Today's Friday. They all close tomorrow, and I'd have to borrow some from Frank over there.
Friday the 13th.
I got to the bank.
How's Bill 251? I suspect probably,
oh, here it is.
Representative Anderson would want to be the first one on.
Yes, sir.
That kind of
if I may, Mr. Chairman, just very briefly, as you know, the Quinn Hill School burned down in December of last year, and the insurance does not cover the full cost now to replace the building to what the to get the very same space back that we had before. And the Department of Education did a study on what they thought would be the required amount of money to bring it back to the original building, and the additional amount needed is $266,000. And they've got a construction plan, I believe, pretty well on track, but if we don't get the additional money, we're in bad trouble.
Nels, where do they actually stand with construction right now? Are they going to bid?
Hold on a second here. Okay, these funds are desperately needed now in order to meet our proposed construction target date for this summer. Now, as far as the specifics on going out to bid, I don't know. Shortly after the fire occurred, I think they began to investigate the possibility of rebuilding. And as far as actual bids, I'm not aware of it unless this gentleman has that information.
Mr. Chairman? No, this wasn't the one at Dalton that burned.
No, this is a Twin Hill School. Right. It's a different village.
What's the enrollment at Twin Hills?
Pardon?
What's the enrollment at Twin Hills?
The enrollment? I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, I believe it's about 34 elementary and 14 secondary.
I'm in second.
14.
Bill, maybe you just identify yourself for the tape and we'll get some crosstalk going here. Maybe do this thing at right.
Bill Thompson, Department of Education.
Would this substantially rebuild the school that was it?
Correct. There was a 3,700 square foot elementary school at Twin Hills that burned about the first of the year, and what they proposed to do, or in the resolution that came from the district board, was to build back the elementary school, 3,700 square feet, eliminate the teacher quarters, since the village corporation is going to provide housing for the teachers, because that was part of the school, and then provide space for the secondary school program, an additional classroom, basically. School that they propose to build is 4,200 square feet. They are doing the architectural work from the insurance receipt, from the state insurance receipt, which amounts to about $515,000. In addition, the district has contents insurance for another $29,000. And what the $266,000 represents is the difference of building back the elementary school, providing that secondary classroom, and we concur in what they're going to do rather than have two mobilizations. Build back the elementary and then come in at a later time and build the secondary. It doesn't make much sense.
Well,
costs us a lot of money.
The contractor is there to do everything at once.
The contractor would do everything at once.
That makes sense.
It's a good deal to the plan.
Senator Ferguson, did you?
Mr. Chairman, the reason I came over was to listen to testimony. One of the things I've been doing for the last 6 years now is following the rural education bond bills to see where we're standing. And I do support his
support.
Senator Ferguson,
ask unanimous consent that we pass the House Bill 251 with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
You lost your crowd. We got the other half over here.
No audience, guess we better go home. Oh, we got Dickie back here.
We've done this before, with quite a number of other schools, and, seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, if they didn't get them, I would have to come in later, it's just more cost to stay.
Is that in regards to ROTC? Yes, ma'am.
I better testify.
If you want to identify yourself for the paper.
Vicki Cunningham, the Republican Caucus Administrative Assistant for the Senate. One of Senator Orsini's constituents wrote in regards to the discontinuation of the ROTC program in the University of Fairbanks. And normally, the procedure has been that the Secretary of the Army notified the university or the institute that they have ROTC program at, and they had 1 year for the juniors then to finish out before going to the officers' training school and the officer candidate school. I'm sorry, I'm not real familiar with a lot of these terms. And Mr. Bill Webb is one of the juniors in the ROTC program at the University of Fairbanks. And I guess that's where the problem is. Also, the Chudiak High School has an ROTC program that hasn't been notified. And there's seven juniors this year that will have to go outside in order to finish their term at the ROTC. And Don Young's office has been working on it, and they sent letters to the Secretary of the Army. And it doesn't seem like they're going to do anything about it. I don't know what follow-up he's gotten. I have been talking to Don Young's office, and they didn't seem to have many positive things to say, but the whole thing is that the Senator City feels that they should be notified that there's seven seniors in college that are just going to be left. Two or three of them can't afford to go outside, and so they'll just be left without the last year of their school, which they signed contracts, and it seems like sort of like the government's falling back on their contract by not notifying.
What does this have to do with the high school in Chudiak?
There's one in Chudiak, but the same
thing. It's a naval.
Is it? I'm not sure. All I know is that was mentioned that one also was going to be discontinued. Yes, sir. And that it hasn't been given that 1 year notification either. But now that's not, I don't think, quite as critical as the college one.
I thought that one could.
Well, yeah, why would they be phasing them out? That's what I would
Lack think. Of funding. They have to have at least 25 seniors or 25 juniors going into. I have some figures here, but they're supposed to have, I don't know what an MS4 is. I guess that's the fourth year.
Military science, four, that's it.
Is that their last year? Okay, and this year they only have two, and they have to have at least 25 total enrolled, and they only have 32, but 21 of them are MS1s, which is the first year, and they only have two that are going to be going on into it. So I guess that's what the problem was, it's just lack of students involved.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no questions, I'm ready to move. If you want. I'm moving to ask unanimous consent to pass the Senate Journal Resolution number 28.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for adjourning, Eric.
No problem.